except for finishing national runner-up in Division III football last year, UW-Whitewater had an exceptional 2019 season. The Warhawks hit the checkered flag at 13-1 a year ago, losing 41-14 to North Central in the Stag Bowl. That's the Division III football championship game. D3 first-team running back Alex Pete tore it up too, leading the WEAC with 14 rushing touchdowns, including the scoring romp in that title tilt, and more than 1,000 yards on the ground for the season. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. This is a program you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to give and connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Alex Pete is back on the line with me from UW-Whitewater, and it's a delight to have him on the show again. Alex, people are talking about you as a pro player sometime. What do you think of your potential of playing as a professional football player?
I did some of that I think day for day. You know, obviously you see the realities of it. You know, there's a chance I don't, you know, get an opportunity, there's a chance I do. So that's where, you know, I kind of put that in God's hands and just, you know, every day when I'm working out, I just kind of, you know, just I don't think about it too much. But I think there is, like, we've had a couple teams come up, and I've had three teams come up and watch me work out. And, you know, eventually I feel like it all depends on, like, what happens this senior season. If things go really well, there's a good chance that I could maybe do, you know, free agency type of thing right after college and maybe wait for something or AFL. It could, you know, anything could happen, or the XFL. I think there's a lot of opportunities, so that's where I just, like, put that in God's hands. You know, if he thinks that football is for me after college, then, you know, I'll try to make something out of it, you know.
All right. So you talked about trusting God. Take a moment here, Alex, and share your story of faith, will you, on Sports and Commentary, faith in Jesus and putting your life in his hands.
Yeah. So my family has always been a Christian family. We grew up in, obviously, Illinois area, Crystal Lake. So I would grow up going to the Willow Creek in Crystal Lake, Illinois. I grew up there for my whole life. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, that's when I got baptized and I accepted, you know, the Lord fully. And that was a big moment in my life. And then kind of fun story. My sophomore year of high school, I remember, so we were versing a team called North Boone. We're at home. And I was not having the greatest game. I remember I was in the huddle. We're on our own 8-yard line. I remember praying to God real quick. I was like, God, give me this long touchdown. I'm like, please. I've never wanted a touchdown so bad. And then that next play, I ran for a 92-yard touchdown. And I remember that was the first time, like, I was so thankful to score a touchdown. I pointed up to the Lord, and, like, ever since, if you guys ever noticed, like, when I score a touchdown, I point up to the sky and things like that. That all stemmed off of that one touchdown, that little celebration comes along. So that was kind of a big moment for me. Through college, it's the same thing, you know, just I go to church most Sundays. It's hard during the season. That's another thing that I've been able to help myself with is going to church every weekend, which is a big deal to me. And, yeah, I mean, it's been great.
And you were quoted as saying this summer that God has some reasons for this season delay for you. Season push back to the spring for Whitewater. Have some of those reasons, Alex, become clear to you now?
Yes, I feel like I definitely have. I feel like, you know, obviously everything's going on, you know, and political and things like that. But as a whole, this is a time for everybody to understand themselves even more. I feel like I've been able to find myself more through God, and whether it's friends, family, wherever, I feel like as followers of Christ, I feel like we've been able to help people who are going through the worst right now. And that's why I feel like I've learn more about myself and those around me, because there's a lot of people who are going through many things, whether it's financially, just stress overall. You know, I've met people who are just like, you know, they can't go out and do things, so they're just, you know, going through depression, things like that. I've been able to kind of have a place where I can help people. And that's really where my main, I feel like that was my purpose lately. I think that's where God's put me, is just to help people and try to be there for people who are going through it. And that's what I've gotten out of the pandemic so far. I mean, you know, football and sports, they're all great. But at the end of the day, there's people who are going through a lot of things that really do need help. And I feel like I've been able to help people see God a little more. And that's kind of a big deal for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Alex Pete, the all D3 football player from UW Whitewater, preseason All-America in Division III football. Alex, thanks for coming back and taking all this time over these days on Sports and Commentary to share your story and your faith. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.